very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Studio 7's Women's Roundtable on Live Talk. This is Studio 7, and today, this Thursday, November 27th, 2014, which happens to be Thanksgiving, PJ, here in America, we are welcoming everybody to the women's segment of the Women's Roundtable. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah. Happy Thanksgiving.
Today we are focusing on the high incidence of abuse facing the girl child.
To join our discussion, you can phone us directly on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And a live talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m. But for you ladies out there, Thursday is your day.
And you can also find us on the web on www.zimbabwe.com, voazimbabwe.com. Kumbenjalo www.voashona.com, kumbenjalo www.voaindebele.com.
And PJ, to help us look at the 16 days of activism,
Sebazir nomira vaskana, tiripo kusimudzira vaskana, tichiona kuti venharaunda dzakavakomberedza varikuvasimudzirawo, hurumende ichimira nemitemo yayo ichivasimudzirawo zvakare. Munharaunda imomo ndimo matiri kusangana nemadzishe vemakereke pamwe chetepo nana baba nana amai. Matambudziko atiri kuona ari kunyanyosangana nevasikana vedu anyanya kutishungurudza isusu, inyaya yekushungurudzwa kwevana vasikana vedu pabonde yatiri kutaura isusu muchirungu kuti sexual abuse. Saka ndoo rimwe rematambudziko atinoda kuti tibatsirane, toita sei, tiri kuramba tichingonzwa nyaya idzi dzichiwanda. Isusu pazuva rega rega tinotosangana kazhinji kachona kana nemakesi matatu anouya evana vari kushungurudzwa. Kazhinji kachona vanhu vari kuvashungurudzwa vatohama dzepedyo, baba munini kana hanzvadzi chaidzo. The common forms of abuse that we're seeing mainly as sexual abuse to most of the girls, and then other form of abuse as well, maybe neglect, because some of the girls find themselves not having somewhere to sleep or stay, or maybe food, and then at times emotional abuse as well, because with this intervention of, you know, HIV and AIDS, most of the girls are left to be orphans, and then they in turn staying with maybe family members and other people, and then at the end of the day, they don't have people attending to them.
Naya kuzwa abantu bekhuluma lokubona emfanekiso nema television lema radio, but kuthi sikuzwisise kuthi ngokwani asikuzwisisi ngoba sizake sitshelwe from i root yangkhona ukuthi zisinceda njani thina abantu abasezindlini ngoba siyakwanisa ukuhlangana lezinto eziningi, but asikwazi ukuthi i-violence esiyenzwayo. So sesifuna sitshelwe from i-root ukuthi kuyini yena i-gender-based violence. So siyaphomba ukubona 25 November kakuthiwa gender-based violence, but singazwisisi.
The United Nations theme for the 2014 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence is Orange Your Neighborhood. And PJ, as you can, we've come in our orange colors to support that theme. And the UN Secretary General campaign is named to unite and violence against women, designated the bright and optimistic color to symbolize hope for a future free from violence.
The United Nations also annually declares the period from the 25th of November, International Day for the Eradication of Violence Against Women, to the 10th of December, International Human Rights Day, as the 16 days of no violence against women across the globe.
And as you know, PJ, most women and child rights activists in the country are calling on the government to enact stiffer penalties for girl child abusers as a way of deterring abusers.
And also statistics from the Zimbabwe Republic of Police indicated that in 2012 alone, to the first quarter of 2014, almost 11,000 women, can you imagine how marvelous, 11,000, and girls were raped. According to the statistics, a total number of 3,571 adult women and 7,411 female juveniles were raped.
So from those figures, PJ, we can see that the girl child that was raped was really high, and it's alarming. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that women and girl child activists now say they've also seen the number of the girl child abuse cases escalating in the past few months.
Mm-hmm. And they've attributed it to child marriages, pledging of girls for the purposes of appeasing spirits, mm-hmm. and forced wives' inheritance, kugarwanaka.
Mm-hmm.
It has also been blamed on rituals purposes. Some perpetrators believe that having sex with either a minor or a virgin will help you cure AIDS.
All those are myths and beliefs that have really led to a high increase of the girl child abuse, PJ.
Lamhlanje uhlelo lwethu sihluzeni bomama sikhuluma lokho esiqhubekela phambili ngokuhlukuluzwa kowesifazana nganye labantwana. Lokho esigxileke ku 16 days of activism against gender-based violence ukuthi sizamake ukuthi siyabelane ulwazi lokuthi singavikela njani udlakela lwezindlini, udlakela oluqondiswe kwabesifazana, udlakela oluqondiswe kwa ebantwaneni, udlakela lokudlwengula olwe rap, udlakela olungabe luqondiswe even la kubo baba. Ngoba gender based violence doesn't necessarily mean ukuthi ludlakela oluqondiswe kowesifazane wodwa. Kungabe kulabanye abafazi abachaya amadoda. Marvelous.
Yes, PJ, nasi muchirongwa chedu che ngati kurukurei madzimai tiri kunyanyotarisana nemhirizhonga uyezve nekubhinywa kwemwanasikana nyanya wechidiki. Izvi zviri kuuya panguva iyo pasi rose riri iro kurangarira 16 days of gender-based violence inonziyo activism yekuti vaone kuti pane zvirongwa here zvingaitwe kuti mwanasikana awanikwe achichengetedzwa. Tichitaurawo nemamwe masangano akamirira vana vechidiki vasikana vari kuti ivo huwandu hwevanasikana vari kuwanikwa vachibhinywa uyezve vachishungurudzwa uri kuwanda. Tataura na maive kushamwari yemwanasikana vachiti ivo mazuvano vari kuona vana kana vatatu kana vana vachiunzwa zuva nezuva vachinziwo vakabhinywa, uyezve vari kukurudzira vamwe madzimai vanenge vachiona kana vamwewo veukama vanenge vachiona kuti mwana ari kubhinywa kuti vaende unotaura nyaya iyi kumapurisa pawanikwe kuti pangaitwe sei kuti kubhinywa kwevana kudzikire pasi. Uyezve tiri kutaura isu titi pa 16 days of activism iyoyi yegender based violence tiri kunyanyotarisa kushushwa kwemunhukadzi nevana vadiki. Uyezve United Nations yakati panguva iyi vanenge vachitarisa zvirongwa izvi vachange vakapfeka zvipfeko zveorange sezvatakaita izvi nhasi. Saka nhasi tichange tichizeya nemi vateereri uyezve tine vanyarikani vachange vachititaura kuti pane zvirongwa here zvavari kuita kuti varwise kubhinywa kwemwanasikana.
One of our guests I think is already on the line. Miss Chifamba,
yes,
if I'm not mistaken. Welcome to our program, Miss Chifamba.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on the program.
You are the director of Shamwari Mwanasikana, and you also talked to Marvelous before the program. Can you just explain your experience when you are working with these girls and juveniles? What problems do you encounter?
Thank you so much. From the experience that I've had working with the girls who are sexually abused, our age range is 0 to 18. We have seen an increase, an alarming increase in number of cases of sexual abuse, like you were saying, looking at the statistics. We've discovered that, our organization, Shamwari Mwanasikana, is community-based, and we have seen that the community tends to have a negative eye, or I would say sometimes a negative attitude towards supporting girl-child empowerment, and in particular, looking at cases of sexual abuse. Because the way we were brought up, the Shona culture, there was always expose this aspect of everyone's child. You know, it is everyone's responsibility to ensure that we do not let our girls go out at night to sell, you know, goods that will in turn bring food on the table to the whole family. And then at the end of the day, we have our girls being sexually abused. And then the harmful cultural beliefs of our girls are still being used to avenge spirits whilst they are still young, maybe ages of 6, ages of 13, and then they term it to be avenging the spirits. But to us, they are sexually abusing those girls because they are underage and then they are not even ready to be mothers. And then also the idea of cultural beliefs whereby at times in Shona we call it chiramu, our girls are staying with their sisters' husbands and they in turn are abused. And then we, in the Shona culture, sometimes it's just termed normal, and then we have our girls being abused also. And then we're also having girls being abused because this because of the HIV/AIDS pandemic. Some people believe that HIV is cured by virgins, and then we have our girls being abused because of that. So all those cases that we are receiving on a daily basis, they are cases that are coming in resulting from all this. Even our girls will go for extra lessons at school. At school, at times, some of the teachers are taking advantage of these girls, and then they're also being sexually abused. And then the community now sometimes turns a negative eye because they are not being supportive to our girls. At times, we have our girls, maybe you know, like there's some apostolic sects who take our girls. I would give you an example of a church that we attended to. A 9-year-old was the 8th wife, you know, to an apostolic sect leader. And then the other 8 wives, the eldest was 18. So the society now, you know, the people at the church look at it. They do not even try to change things the way they are at the churches. They do not even try to change the way things are, even in the community. You know, like, how can we safeguard our girls against such? So our girls are complaining. These are some of the challenges that we are facing, that the community, because, take, for example, the teachers.
Hello, Maichi Famba.
Yes.
Tomboti tombopindira ipapo mongoti gagaga murimi rwamai kune vamwe vasinganzwe chirungu kuti zvii zvamuri kusangana nazvo makanyanyotarisa mwanasikana neuwandu huri kunzi iwo uri kuramba huchiwanda zuva nezuva kubhinywa kwemwanasikana wechidiki.
Isusu tiri kuona kuti vana vedu vasikanava vari kunyanyobhinwa sezvakutaura kwawamboita, kuti tikada kuona kuhuwandu hwevana vari kubatwa zvibharo huri kuramba huchingowanda nguva nenguva zuva nezuva. Nekuda kwokuti patinozotaura navo vasikanava vachiya nenyaya dzavo, vamwe vacho inherera dzinosiyawo vana mai vashayika, vosiyawo vachichengetwa nana baba munini. Vana baba munini mukuchengeta vana vaakupedzisira vaakubhinya vana. Vamwe vacho ndevari kutorwa vachibhinywa nana baba vavo chaivo, semumwe mwana ane makore 4 otobhinywa nababa vake vakamubara. Zvimwe nguva kutsvaga mushonga wemari, vamwe vachona kuti pamwe zvinotaurwa kunzi ukarara nemwana mhandara unorapwa chirwere cheshura matongo. Vamwe munharaunda matiri kugara imomo, vakuru vedzisvondo dzimwe dzacho dziri kuwanikwa dzechipostori, kwete dzese asi dzimwe, vari kutadza kuchengetedza vana, gumi vakuvatora kuita vakadzi. Nekuti kare kukura kwedu kwatakaita isusu taitaurirwa kunzi mwana ndiwe munhu wese. Saka vasikanava vari kutaura ivo kuti kunze kwavari kufanira kunge vari kuchengetedzwa, vabereki havasi kutora nzvimbo yavo yekuchengetedza vana, nekuti dzimwe nguva vanotumwa enda unotengesa kunzvimbo dzakavanzika usiku kana 12 midnight. Vana vanenge variko vachitengesa vari ikoko, asi hapana anovachengetedza. Muzvikoro mavari kuitiswa atinoti maextra lessons, vana vanenge variko zvakare, vadzidzisi vacho dzimwe nguva vopedzisira vaakuvabhinya. Ndiwo matambudziko mamwe ari kuita kuti uwandu hwevana vari kubhinywa hurambe huripo. Pashaya kubatana kwenharaunda, madzishe, vadzidzisi, vabereki, pamwe chetepo pamwe nevagadziri vemitemo. Nekuti chimwe chao chataona chiri kuita kuti nyedzi dziwande, tiri kuti tikaenda kumatare edzimhosva toona pamwe mwana wabatwa chibharo nematanhatu, wabatwa chibharo nemakore matanhatu, pamwe apara mhosva akutonzi $50 ngaambobuda oenda ozodzo kuzoka kukoti kuya woenda kuya kuya
mai chifamba
achawanikwe
tombo kubata imuromo timbotora mutereri wedu wekutanga Elaine Tendai. Hello Elaine. Hello Elaine. Ehe, ungati tsananguro iwe urukuti. I'm good, how are you? You actually said that you witnessed somebody being, you know, you reported a case of sexual abuse on a minor. Can you just tell us what you went through? What was the process?
Actually, what happened is I had accompanied my mother to airport to see her friend, Maud. So when we got to Maud's place, there were girls, like young children, 4, 5, 6.
Hello, Elaine. If you can just move around. Your network is not. Just move around a little bit. Your network is breaking.
Okay, let me try and go with it.
Okay. In the meantime, PJ, I think you have one of our guests, so you can go to Mrs. Moyo while Elaine is finding a place.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Silo nkosazana ntando yenkosi Moyo. Yena ke olwela amalungelo abesifazana use South Africa. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo mamoyo.
Yebo, ngiyabonga ukwamukela ehlelweni
PJ. Mm, kunjani mama?
Hayi, ngiyaphila linjani.
Mhm. Njengoba sinanza insuku lezi ezilishumi lasithupha lokuvikela udlakela oluqondiswe kwabesifazane labantwana. Linake eSouth Africa njengoba lizizalwane zeZimbabwe elihlezi eSouth Africa. Lilinanza kanjani lesi sikhathi?
Asiyenzi okuningi okunganceda kumama lapha eSouth Africa. Kuse lama-challenges amaningi, sisahlangana lezinkinga ezithiyeneyo ngoba omama abafuni ukuphumela egcekeni basho izinhlupho abahlangana nazo lapha ezindlini.
Ye. Kuyini okungabe kubangela lokhu nxa ubona wena?
Ngathi angazi ukuthi kungabe kusenziwa ukuthi omama sebakwamukelwa yini ukuhlukunyezwa i-domestic violence njenge-norm ku-society. Okunye ukuthi omama abaningi lapha e-South Africa abasebenzi bagcine ngabobaba. Uthole ukuthi ubaba nguyi-breadwinner abesesaba maybe ukuthi ngaphumela egcekeni asho ukuthi hhayi lapha ngiyahlukunyezwa uzogcine engasala ndawo yokuhlala engasela kudla esale sisesithubeni. Ngicabangela ukuthi ungabe kuyikho kubangela lolo hlupho.
Nxa sikhangele njalo uzathola ukuthi iningi labomama litshile abantwana ekhaya. Akula zehlakalo na ezokuthi babe belokhu behlukunyezwa nxa besele ekhaya. Kumbe njalo bebathumele khona ngapho eSouth Africa bengelabazali bonke obaba lomama.
Izehlakalo zokuthi abantwana bahlukunyezwe ekhaya. Uyazi ukuthi nawe sithi kunjani ukuthi umntwana akhule engelababa lomama unoma elogogo, but abanye abantwana abatholanga leyo chance yokuthi babe labogogo. Abanye sebehlala labo malume labo bani bani, and laba abantu ba-expect ukuthi kwangakhona abantu bathumele every month. Abakwazi ukuthi abantu nabo ngapha eGoli banezinhlupho nama-challenges amaningi abahlangana nawo. So umntwana ma engasathunyelwanga, umuntu useyibona ingani kuthiwa wena udla mnandi ukhohliwe ngomntwana. Abantwana bayathuka ekusendle mini lantambama bethukele izona abangazaziyo. So abanye abantwana nakhona bengaze abazali behlala labo khonapha eGoli, kulabanye abantwana nje aba-neglected ozothi umkhangele nje umntwana akhona ubona ukuthi hayi mani umntwana lo noma ehlala lo mzali, umzali wangikhona vele ngathi kakho. Abanye uhlangana labo lapha ezikolweni, uthole ukuthi umntwana ubuya esikoleni ngala lanji kodwa ukuhlala lo mzali, umzali wangikhona kuphuma ekuseni aze ayijike ebusuku. So amalungelo abantwana lawo vele awabhekelelwanga kangako.
Mm-hmm. Nza kuthi ubambe ecingweni khona lapho usincedise kuhlelo lwethu. Ngiyabonga ngokusinika isikhathi sakho. Mavela singaqhubekela kumlaleli.
Hello Elaine.
Okay.
Hello Elaine. Elaine, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
Okay. Yeah, I can now hear you. So if you can recount for us what you saw and how you went about reporting the case of child abuse of a minor.
Okay. Her name is Hope. Actually, I had visited my mom's friend in Airport. That's when I first met her. I was told by the other ladies that Hope was being sexually abused by her biological father. And she, just seeing the girl, she looked tormented. She looked scared. You know, whilst the other kids playing, she couldn't even play. She was just sitting under a tree. Then I called her. So at first she was scared. From a distance coming to us, other ladies. Then she started crying.
Ani makore mangani?
Hope, she's 6 years old. She's five turning six.
Saka iwe wakazoita sei ipapo?
Chakanzi. Abantu vemaraini vese vaizviziva. Because vanhu vemaraini vanga vakaripota nyaya iyi kumapurisa ekuAirport. But zviri kunzi baba vakangotorwa just for 2 hours. Vatorwa for 2 hours. He came back. And arova mukadzi wavo.
Hello, Elaine. Sorry, your line is... Taura, but line ya koya. Is kunya tsobuda shakanaka. And this is very chimbo. But wakadaru. Tishakufonera ije.
All right.
Okay. PJ, as Elaine here was saying, she actually witnessed the abuse, or not witnessed, but she had heard in a community which she visited with her mother in Epworth that a six-year-old was being abused by her father.
My own biological father, yeah.
And she's a really brave girl, because most people would go into a community, just look at the situation, and perhaps even not say anything. But she went out of her way to report this case. So... And we have another listener. You can take Tatenda.
Tatenda, welcome to our program.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for coming into our program. I know you've got an ordeal that you went through yourself. Are you comfortable to talk about it?
Yes, it's fine. I can talk about it.
Okay. Briefly, can you tell us what happened to you?
Oh, okay. When I was doing my A-levels, I was living with my uncle. And I didn't know that much about abuse or anything like that. But then he used to take advantage of me. I didn't have money. He was the one who was paying for my school fees, my bus fare, and everything. And because of that, he took advantage of the fact that I had nothing and he had everything. So he used to sexually abuse me and threaten not to pay for my school fees and not to send me to school if I didn't oblige to what he was saying. I got used to the fact that was the routine that was to happen, and it happened. It always happened in the house when his wife was around, but when she was asleep. So I got used to the fact that I had to oblige by his rules because he was giving me everything.
So,
but then,
Tatenda,
I got to a point where
You are just recounting to us your ordeal. So what now made you or pushed you to go and report your case, and what steps did you take to do that?
At that time I did not do anything, but I got courageous enough to just get out of the house that I was living with him. I went to live with my cousin. It was not quite a good life. Then I met Miss Etienne Chifamba. She's the one who helped me with everything. I came to know about her on a radio show when she was holding a campaign in Chitungiza. I went, I met her, and I talked to her, and she's the one who helped me.
So, kune vamo vangange vakateerera iye zvino tatenda vari kusangana nedambudziko irori rekubhinywa. Iwe ungava kurudzira kuti vaite sei?
Well, I think we should not keep quiet. Tofana kutaura nyaya iyi because if we keep quiet, we'll die inside. And there's some anger in Rita Ichibuda. Inini pandara pedfriend program dozi kutoka. And I don't mind, I don't care, as long as I'm going to school, as long as I'm surviving. But I think because they have nothing, because I think one for another,
Pari zvino uri kugara kupi uyezve wanga une makore mangani pakaitika izvi?
Pakaitika izvi manga ndine 16 years ndakugara nevamwe manyeni vangu vandakugara nawo, and right now I'm working with Mrs. Chifamba. She's helping me, and she's given me that opportunity where I can help other girls in the same situation as I faced. So that I'm actually rebuilding my life right now.
Okay. Mrs. Chifamba, if you can just come in and briefly tell us how you handle such cases. And thank you so much for helping out Tatenda.
Oh, okay, thank you. In instances where girls come in they want to open up, because what you might also want to know is that it's not easy for those girls to come out in the open and share such stories. At times, the society gives them an impression that they deserve it, you know, what happens to them. Or sometimes they have situation like Tatenda's case, because she is an orphan. She did not have the means and ways, you know, like to go to school and all. So she depended on the uncle for education and support. So in this case now, the stages that we take these girls through, you know, where they come in to report their cases, at first you listen to them.
Mai Chifamba, mongoti gaga neshona 30 seconds tova tombo kumisa imbijana todzoka futi kwamuri.
All right. Tukuti vasikana vakanga vauya nenyaya dzavo zvakaita satatenda uyu. Haizi nyore kungoti mwanangu yakuzotaura. Sachingazobuda kuti ataure. Unoda kumupa mukana wekuti azive kuti anokosha. Nekuti hazvakaitika kwaari. Hazvina kuitika nekuti mhosva yake. Saka sinomupa mukana wekuti abude pachena kuti ataure. Achinga ataura tomupa counseling. Tichinge tamupa counseling. Tochionawo kuti nyaya iyi yakaenda here kumapurisa kana kuti mwana akaendeswa here kuchipatara. Isu sinoenda naye kwese ikoko. Tine magweta atinawo zvakare vanoprepara mwana kuti aende kumatare edzimhosva nekuzoona kuti mwana paari kugara panzvimbo iyi pakachengeteka here.
Mrs. Chifamba, thank you very much. If you could stay on the line, and also Tatenda, if you could stay on the line, and Mrs. Moyo, if you could also stay on the line, and Elina too, please stay on the line. For those radio listeners, as you know by now, we are streaming live. Please go to www.voazimbabwe.com. But stay tuned. We'll be with you in the next hour.
Ngulabo abalalele bethu abaredweni sesilivalelisa okwamanje, kodwa ke lilakho kuye ukusithola ebulenjini ku www.voaindebele.com
and www.voashona.com.